All right, ladies and gentlemen, members of the community, today I stand before you not just as a concerned citizen, but as an advocate of the integrity of the school board and the well-being of our children. In recent months, we have witnessed an alarming trend that no longer can be overlooked. The small group of individuals has taken upon themselves to harass and intimidate our newly elected board members. The behavior is not only unacceptable, but it undermines the very principles of democracy and the respect that we strive to instill in our children. These four dedicated individuals were elected to serve our district because they are passionate about education, committed to implementing the changes that our school desperately needs. Each year, they have won their elections with clear and undoubtable support from the majority of our community. They were chosen to guide us forward, to listen to our concerns, and to advocate for the best interest of our students, while also being mindful of the taxpayers who fund our educational system. Yet despite their commitment, they are being targeted by a small group of bullies who are attempting to silence their voices. These individuals are casting slanderous accusations and spreading untruths across social media platforms. They are using fear and intimidations as tools of to manipulate opinions and disrupt the progress we have made in our community. This behavior is not only damaging to our board members, but also sets a poor example for our children. What message does it send to them? That it is acceptable to resolve differences through harassment and intimidation? We are better than this. As a community, we stand together against this toxic behavior. We can now not allow a minority to dictate the narrative and undo the will of the voters. Our school board members deserve our respect and support. They are working tirelessly to ensure that every child receives a quality education while also being responsible stewards of the community resources. It is crucial that we foster an environment where constructive dialogue can take place. We can and should disagree on issues. Disagreement is a natural part of the democratic process. However, we must engage in disagreements with respect and civility. Let us model for our children the values we wish to see in them. Respect for others, the courage to stand against bullying, and the wisdom to seek solutions through dialogue rather than division. To the small group that has chosen to engage in harassment, I urge you to reflect on the impact of your actions. Ask yourself, is this truly how you wish to contribute to our community? Imagine if instead of tearing down, you choose to build up. Imagine the positive change we could create together focused on our energies on supporting our schools and elected officials instead of undermining them. Let us reaffirm the commitment to the community where our children feel safe, where their education is prioritized, and where we stand united against harassment in any form. Together we can create a culture of respect and understanding. Together we can ensure that our school board can continue the important work that they have been elected to do.